The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have everyone back, but let me tell you, I'm even more excited to have on our guest. He is the principal of Passivo and REI. It is Lennon Lee. Lennon, thanks for joining us today. How are you, sir?
How are you, man? Thank you for having me.
Oh man, I am great. Thanks for jumping on. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, so we very much appreciate you joining and sharing with our audience today. For those that maybe are hearing your name and voice for the first time, which hopefully not, hopefully they've found you in some other capacity, but if they are, would love for you to tell us a little bit about where you're from, where, how you got into real estate, and what kind of real estate you find yourself in these days.
Yes, definitely. So born and raised in Venezuela, moved to the United States in 2010. I'm an engineer by education, my bachelor's and then my master's in engineering management. But never really worked for too long on the engineering field or industry. I'm full-time in real estate. I'm a licensed real estate advisor down here in Florida, but I'm the principal at, like you mentioned, at Passivo REI. It's a private equity real estate investment company. We're very focused on the syndication model, bringing passive investment opportunities to busy professionals, especially Hispanic investors. And we're raising private equity to deploy it into multifamily cash flowing real estate. That's the full-time gig right now. I've always been in real estate in some capacity. We had a small portfolio of properties that I was managing for my family for the past 10 years or so when I moved here to the United States. In Venezuela, my family built a few townhouses and we owned pieces of land here and there. So yeah, we've been in real estate in some capacity basically all my life. Right now based in Miami.
Cool. Well, hey, I appreciate you sharing the background. I say it every time and I truly mean it. I love hearing everyone's background, because for our listeners at home, it gives them perspective on everyone comes from a different background. Everyone comes from different work experience. So if you're looking to get into real estate or you've been in it for a little bit, you know, that you're still kind of making your way through, like everyone brings different aspects to the table from their background. So Lennon, listen, I appreciate you jumping on. And as much as I'd love to dive into some of those things you were talking about and the success you and your partner have had, we're here to talk a little bit something differently today, which is, you know, the pains or struggles or failures that you have had or experienced in your real estate career, so that we can educate our audience on how to avoid those types of things, or that, hey, that everyone, even the successful people, struggle at sometimes as well. So yeah. Thinking about that, what kind of comes to mind from your experience?
Well, the first thing, of course, like I mentioned, I'm an engineer. I spent all these years going to school for engineering. And after I was out there in the workforce and actually having like a W-2 job and having a boss and doing the engineering work. I mean, it wasn't really technical engineering work that I was doing. I was more into supply chain and logistics. But the point is that once I was there, I realized, dude, this is not for me. So what happened? So did I spend all these years studying and all that for nothing? It felt like a failure, 100%. And then you don't want to be judged by your peers and your friends and your family as well, of course. So that was pretty challenging, but you have to just be self-aware. I mean, I just made the decision and I said, people are going to judge me, but I'm just going to go and do my thing and do what I enjoy. So that was definitely, like, I would say, like, professionally anyway, and even personally, like, one of the biggest quote unquote failures that I encountered. So yeah, I don't know if you want to dig into that.
Yeah, well, so I hear two things in there, because we've heard one before, which is the mindset of just being able to let go of what we've typically grown up to know, which is like, go to school, get a good education, get a good job, save money, get a high paying job, save money, all the stuff, right? And I want to explore that. But I think the other thing I heard in there, which was really interesting that we haven't heard somebody speak about yet, is when you are in that route and you are successful and you have a good job, the perception when you tell friends, close friends, loved ones, family members that, hey, I'm going to give all this up to go pursue something that we know, you and I know, is going to be successful and can be, you know, yeah. Walk me through what that was like with all those folks and their perceptions.
Well, I think that, you know, for that, you just have to build confidence, right? Ultimately, for you to make that decision, that it takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of, again, self-confidence. That came from, you know, in different ways, I kind of found the confidence to do it. One of them was, of course, preparing myself, educating myself, and understanding exactly what I wanted to do and how I was going to do it, so I could tell people about it in a way that, you know, gave them confidence in me, because I was from the beginning, I was thinking, okay, these people, maybe they don't trust me right now, or they don't believe in me right now, or not in me, but like, they don't think this is a good idea, but I want them to believe that eventually anyway, because at some point I'm going to be hopefully having them as my investors and all that good stuff. So having a very clear vision and a very clear goal from the very beginning, it's was one of the key things. And then the other aspect I would say is just the mindset, right? Like, okay, you have the clear goal, but having the mindset to take action, like having the courage to go and actually do it and make that decision. That probably came from just, well, yeah, again, same thing, educating myself a lot and reading a lot of, personal development and personal growth books and listening to people like, you know, Tony Robbins, and I listened to a lot of Tim Ferriss's podcast, and just people that are successful and listening to their stories and all that good stuff kind of helped me build my routine to basically strengthen my mindset, you know, from exercising to meditation to reading, and that you know, made me feel good about myself physically, mentally, and that gave me the confidence as well. So, you know, many different things.
Yeah, I love the idea of the mindset. We've talked about it of getting your mindset right when you're getting into this type of career, and how it can be challenging, especially lifting it off the ground and getting everything rolling. You're starting a business, you're building a brand, like you're trying to find assets to buy, you're trying to find investors. There's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
So you got to have that focus and that positive mindset to know where you're going. But I think it's really interesting that you're talking about that. You also need that because you potentially have some naysayers that have been in your corner for a long time saying, this is crazy, you're doing, you know, this isn't going to work, or you couldn't do this, like be an engineer. You have a good job, but to have that focus, that yeah. clarity and that mindset, not only to overcome just hearing some of that chirping in your ear, but also down the road to eventually convince them to be investors for you. I think that's a fantastic thing that we hadn't thought about or at least heard of yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the other thing, and that I'm grateful for, that I'm, you know, I'm sure not everyone has that, but I had my family support me all the way. So that obviously helped, but I think everyone can find, well, maybe not everyone, but in general, I think we all can find someone out there that does believe in us, that they do understand what we're trying to do. Maybe they've done it themselves and all that. So finding, aligning yourself with that, with those people or those peers that are going to be supportive, that helps a lot as well. So, you know, you just want to hang around with the right people and that want to see you grow. So that's a big one as well. Whether yeah. That's so, family or friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I love that topic, and I want to explore that maybe a little bit we've heard the idea that, especially when, like, if you shift careers, right, you went from something like engineering, which I could see, you know, with the processes and understanding and logistics, how that could go into something like real estate, especially like multifamily, and just understanding that those aspects and what makes the, kind of the gears turn. But at the same time, I mean, you shifted careers, something completely different. And I understand you read books, listen to podcasts and that kind of stuff, but how important was it, or even at all, for you to surround yourself with peers that were in that same mindset, in the multifamily, in the real estate mindset, different than probably your peers that you had in the engineering space? Was that key, or was that helpful at all?
That was everything, man. That was everything. And again, like I mentioned, for me, it was pretty, you know, I'm pretty grateful because my mom specifically, she's always been a go-getter and she's always been an entrepreneur. So I've got a lot of the drive that I needed to make the decision. Everything, I got it from her directly. So, I mean that was like the best option I had. But aside from that, there's just a lot of people out there getting together and meeting like in person. Like, for example, one of the things that I did initially, I found a mentor. You know, I initially started investing as a passive investor just because we needed to, you know, make some changes in our family's portfolio. And then I figured, well, you know, I like what these guys that we're investing with are doing on the active side and the company that they've built and all that. I think that's what I want to do. So I immediately got in contact with one of the principals. He had like a coaching program. I started working with him. And one of the things is just going for it without, you know, overthinking. And believe me, I overthink a lot. Like I'm super analytical and engineer, and then that's my main fault sometimes. But I just made the decision. I'd say what's the worst that can happen? And you know, I was younger, I'm still young. And even if I was 40, I think that's still young, or 50 or whatever. Right. So just being self-aware enough and say, listen, it's going to happen either way. Right. So if I look back and I went to school for, let's say, a total of 7 years or something like that, that didn't go to waste. I mean, it's going to go to waste if I think it's going to go to waste, right? But how right. do I take advantage of that and implement it and everything that I learned into my new thing? Because it's not going to happen that I'm going to stay an employee. I want my freedom and my decision. That's going to come with sacrifice. That's going to come, with a lot of pros and cons. So, but it's going to happen. There's no way I'm staying. So if the decision is made already, just make the best of it, you know, and go for it.
Well, and I think you're right. I want to believe it's not true, but I think it is, that a lot of people think that, you know, the education they had, whether it was, you know, formal education like college or real world experience, because they started working right away, but whatever experience you bring with you, it's not a waste at all if you don't let it be. You can leverage your education, your work experience, whatever it is, to help you with real estate. Whether it's going to be on the passive side or the active side, it can help you by knowing how to learn and educate yourself, or understanding how to run a business or aspects of a business that you can run. You know, I have a sales background, so being able to relate to people or ask questions and that sort of thing is something that I try and hone in on and leverage in real estate. Because I was formally trained with all these different W-2 jobs on how to ask effective questions. You know, I'm still kind of selling, if you will. It's just selling the idea of real estate as opposed to like a widget that I previously sold before. So,
yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's not a waste.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that I think what you mentioned there, it's pretty important. We're always selling something, right? Like we are selling something. I mean, it might not be like a specific product or something, but we are selling an idea, a dream. For us, we're selling the dream of financial freedom, right? And that's what we're, you know, offering our investors. Yeah, so you're offering something, selling something, and you need to be, one of the biggest thing for us has been to be pretty clear about our sales proposition and or what we're offering and what the value that we're bringing. So thinking, I think sales, it's definitely a pretty good background to have going into real estate. But whatever background you have, it's still a valuable in some way.
Yeah. And to your point, I mean, my focus when I was in B2B sales and even now is same focus is understanding what the client or the investor's needs are. What are they looking for? What are they wanting to do? I'm of the mindset that just like I was in sales, not every customer I went and visited was an ideal customer. Maybe they weren't an ideal customer then, maybe they would be in the future. But my goal in meeting them was more about understanding their needs. Same thing with investors. You have to understand what their needs are. They may not be an investor right now,
yeah,
but they doesn't mean they're not an investor 6, 12, 36 months from now, right? So, yeah. So it pays off to really understand what they want out of that relationship or out of that kind of conversation and then take it from there.
Yeah. Not everyone is going to be a customer right now and maybe not ever. And you don't want them to be. Some of them, you don't want them to be your customers. You just need to understand exactly. We do a lot of this. I mean, mainly our investors are vetting us and our group and the way we invest and our investment strategy, our track record, our team, the whole thing, right? Awesome. But we're also vetting them at the end of the day. Listen, we're getting married for in our project. We're doing 5-year projects, 7-year projects. And at the end of the day, we're getting married. And we need to, first of all, we need to like each other beyond everything else. But there needs to be alignment of interest, of course, but the visions mainly need to be aligned. And, our offer and the way we bring value to different families and our families, it's not, attractive and it's not for everyone and for every family, you know? So, yeah.
Listen, if those listening at home or wherever you are, if you haven't learned anything from this podcast, go back and listen to that 10-second clip right there from Lennon. That's worth its weight in gold and understanding that this is a two-way street. It's a relationship. You are getting married from a business standpoint to this person and for that 5 to 7 year period. So it is very much they're shopping you, but you're also shopping them.
Yeah.
That is everything right there wrapped up. So Lennon, I don't know if we could end on a better spot. I very much appreciate what you've done and for the community, but also coming on and helping educate our audience on your experience and struggles and ultimately what helped you to get to where you are today. For those that want to connect with you, that maybe want to work with you, that maybe want to get married to you on some of your opportunities, where's the best place folks can find you at?
Directly. You know, if you want to connect directly with me, we're really, you know, all over social media. I'm all over social media, Lennon Lee. It's kind of not a typical name. So you'll find me on Instagram and LinkedIn, like Facebook, the whole, you know, everywhere. But I did want to mention the book that we offer. It's a free book about how we think about investing in financial freedom and what the new American dream is for us. And it's called The 4 Investing Rules for the New American Dream. You can get it for free at passivorei.com/dream. And obviously it's free. You'll get it. You'll become part of our network. Or if you just want to go directly to our website, click any of the Invest With Us buttons right there. It'll take you to our investor portal. Once you're there, you'll be prompted to have a conversation with us over a Zoom call. And that way you'll have access to our deals and, you know, all the good stuff. So, again, pretty easy. Just Google me and you'll find me.
Perfect. And well, for those playing along at home, we'll drop those links in the show notes so you can find them easy and you can hit up the website and even get the free ebook really quickly. So, Lennon, honestly, thank you, sir. We really appreciate you jumping on board and sharing all your knowledge and experience with us and the audience today. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Cody. My pleasure, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. And for those listening at home, we appreciate you as well. And we'll catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.